Hi, this is James, James McCullough, MC, Big C, ULLOUGH Jr. Mr. McCullough is a 67, so 25 minus 1967, 58-year-old gentleman on a hospice with history of heart failure. Patient has lost weight. Due to cardiac cachexia, he has MAC of 43 centimeter on the left side. He also suffers from atherosclerotic heart disease, coronary angiography, and implants, history of and cardiac pacemaker, type 2 diabetes, and chronic low back pain, period. Patient currently has a KPS score of 50%.
She said the doctor Hepatier told her not to take her metformin and her Crestor until she's done with the antibiotics because it can break for her metformin. So he told her not to take it for this week.
Okay, but she can go back on it, yeah.
Okay.
But has she been taking her Crestor?
She said she has.
Regularly? Is
yeah.
It 40 milligrams?
Mm-hmm. And then she says that's what she's been taking.
Yeah, that's... Tell her, we'll have to talk to her in a minute. I'll call her.
Oh.
Because there's a problem with the cholesterol is way too high.
Okay.
KPS is at 50%. Patient lives with help. Donna, who's his caretaker, is short of breath at all times. He belongs in New York Heart Association Class 4. He's now sleeping 8 to 12 hours a day. His condition is worsening as far as his heart's concerned. He has chronic angina. Requires pain medication at all times. His O2 sat's 93% at the time of evaluation. He's no longer a candidate for any further angioplasty and or open heart bypass surgery. He was told and he has chosen hospice and palliative care for the rest of the time he has on this earth. Most likely has less than 6 months to live given his advanced heart failure and his coronary artery disease. Thank you.